share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A 3-year-old boy went into a hypoxic coma after his blood oxygen level dropped to 37% due to COVID-19. A politician named Li Kai-ming shared in a Facebook post that all 3 members of the family had been diagnosed with COVID-19. When the young boy had fainted, the family tried dialing 999 but failed to call an ambulance. The family then reached out to Li's team, who immediately came to their aid after receiving the call. Li said this wasn't the first emergency they have attended to. A video of the incident shows several frontliners giving the boy oxygen at the house and later bringing him to the car. Li said the boy was successfully brought to the hospital for treatment, but added that he began to tear up uncontrollably after seeing the state the boy was in. It was very, very worrying to see the condition of the child, he said. Medical staff at the hospital immediately attended to the child, who is now said to be in critical condition. Younger people filling up ICUs too. It is no longer just the elderly who suffer from the detrimental effects of COVID-19, as younger age groups are now filling up intensive care units, ICU, in hospitals. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said that based on the National Crisis Preparedness and Response Center, CPRC, and Hospital Services CPRC, more individuals in their 40s and 50s have been admitted to ICU as compared to senior citizens aged 60 and above. This situation proves that the vaccine has helped reduce COVID-19 infection among the vulnerable and elderly, he said in a statement yesterday, the 21st of July. Therefore, the Ministry of Health, KKM, would like to continue to call on Malaysians, especially from the age group of 18 to 59 years old, to register, according to the appointment set, and attend to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Also read, 31 people arrested and crammed into lorry after having Idilada banquet in Seliang. Source: Li Kai-ming Sean G. Chi Yi, Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.